I don't know what day of the week you're watching or listening from, but whatever day it is, it's time for a new episode of Superhero Deep Dive. So welcome, my friends, my loved ones, people that I've never interacted with before that may be listening to the soothing sounds of my voice. No, I'm just playing. I have a good episode set up. It's not a well-known hero. There's not a lot of information, but it's interesting, and it has a lot of potential. I know I say that a lot, but this one does, and a lot of heroes do. Let me get my normal disclaimers. The information is pulled from different sources across the internet and may or may not be completely complete, but they do give a really good insight on the current superhero. If you guys ever want to reach out to me, I highly encourage it. If you are watching on YouTube, I upload a new video on YouTube for the podcast every Tuesday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Time. It's under Superhero Deep Dive. Please feel free to like, comment, subscribe, critique, I don't know, give requests. We'll have conversations. I respond to everything. And I would really love to grow the channel. If I can get up to 500 subscribers, I will do a giveaway, and I have a great giveaway planned. Also, if you're listening to me wherever you listen to your favorite podcast, thank you very much. Those get uploaded every Tuesday as well. And if you are listening to me on Outworld Fleet Radio, I have episodes uploaded or playing every Tuesday and Thursday throughout the day. Their website, if you are interested, if you're sitting at your desk at work and you can access it, is www.un-con-ventional.com/radio. And as always, if you want to reach out to me on Twitter or Instagram, you can catch me under Super Deep Dive. I post memes once or twice throughout the week. You know, it's a lot of fun, and I also have an email address. You can email me directly at b4itall@yahoo.com. Okay, this week I am talking about the Dark Horse Comics hero known simply as X, or Character X, or X the Killer. You know, whatever it is. Just not X-Man, because, you know, we don't want to get in trouble, but he's X. This is one of those episodes I highly recommend looking at the YouTube video, because you may not know him unless you see him. But his real name is just simply Johnny. They don't know his last name. It was never really revealed. And the man known as X was once a child who's name was, you know, lost to history, experimented on with mutated DNA, and studied until he seemingly died in a fire. He awoke later with amnesia and grew up to be a violent teenager with enhanced strength and intelligence. After being murdered by a mobster, or for having an affair with the mobster's wife, the man reemerges as a serial killer named X, who decides to target criminals and corrupt politicians to further his own mysterious agenda. And that's just kind of like the basic overview. That's the too long didn't read version. Even though, you know, my normal write-ups are like 4 to 5 pages. This one is, I'm barely hitting 2 pages. So there's not a lot of too long didn't read anyway, but whatever. All right. So when a vortex opened up in Cinnabar Flats, I hear the rolls are really good. Have you ever had a Cinnabar roll? Okay, sorry. Alright. It was investigated by a number of military personnel, all of whom were changed in strange ways. One such person was a military general who only had his arm infected and had it amputated to save him. A scientist who was researching the effects of the vortex on it stole the arm, and as he was confronted by the military in his home, he injected it to his son Johnny. The conflict ended with both Johnny and his father being declared dead by the military. I'm assuming that he took like some blood or something like that from the infected arm and injected that, as opposed to injecting an arm in your son, because there's only one way I know of really doing that, and it ain't pretty. And those are like prison rules. So Johnny lived, though was covered in scars and burn marks, and ended up in a shopping plaza in the city of Arcadia. The boy found that he now had partial amnesia. He contained all the knowledge that was given to him by his education and personal experience, but the actual details of his life were now lost. Now called John Smith 24, he remained a ward of the state for much of his childhood. As John Smith grew older, he found his violent impulses harder to control, leading him to visit a psychiatrist. However, the two eventually grew closer, resulting in a love affair between the doctor and her patient, who she nicknamed Jack, even though his name was John. Is that a common nickname for John? Jack? Because that doesn't sound like it should be, but I thought Jack was just Jack. Let me know in the comments, because that confuses me. But anyway. However, the doctor was also in a relationship with the mob boss and rejected Jack for his own safety. John Smith, for reasons unknown, learned that the mob boss was Carmine Tango and invaded his home. Jack was caught, but Tango saw potential, or John was caught, I'm going to say John for now on. John was caught, but Tango saw potential in the kid and took John in, as he was impressed with John's audacity and seeing his killer instinct, becoming Tango's closest ally as he rose to the ranks of top crime lord. John Smith rose too, becoming Tango's top lieutenant. However, Tango was a deep believer in astrology and found a prediction that keeping Johnny alive would mean his own death. Reluctantly, Tango ordered his top enforcer, Coffin, to kill Johnny, and Coffin did his best, seemingly killing him by throwing him off a bridge after brutalizing him. Johnny was left for dead, but Tango, unaware of Johnny's healing abilities, had no way of knowing he would survive the incident. So, yeah. Like, that all happened. They kind of skimmed over things, you know? Like, it's really hard to delve into this character. But that was his history. What do you guys think of it? It's kind of like, it just seemed a little bit like they were going one direction, and then they kind of went in a different direction, and then they tried to clean up the mess, but they did it poorly. I don't know. I mean, what do you guys think? But let's go into his powers. All right, so he's an expert swordsman and marksman, a skilled hand-to-hand combatant. He's got regenerative healing factors, and he also has the enhanced strength and intelligence. And fun fact, he is known for giving criminals, and I like this, by the way, he is known for giving criminals second chances by marking them with a slash. If they commit crimes again, he marks them with a second slash, making an X, which means they get no more chances. So, that's pretty cool. I guess that's why he's called X, right? But yeah, what do you guys think of this character? Like, it started off pretty interesting. It almost started off like V for Vendetta, right? Like, he was in a children's home. He had amnesia. Then he kind of got out, and he's got this twisted view, you know. But I don't know. It's just like they had ideas, and I don't think they really wrote down their ideas. They just kind of shot from the hip a lot. So I don't know. I'm lost on it. But let me know. Let me know what you guys think. Because I did all of that. I did his whole history, his powers, and fun facts, like fun trivia facts, in under 10 minutes. So let me know what you guys think. Like I said, you can email me directly at b4itall. So b4itall@yahoo.com. You can catch me on Twitter and Instagram under Super Deep Dive. If you are watching this on YouTube, or if you want to catch me on YouTube, I'm listed under Superhero Deep Dive. And you can comment, like, subscribe, leave a message. Share this with friends. Like, help me grow the channel. I don't care if your friends watch the videos or not. Just have them subscribe. Because, you know, then if they don't interact, then they won't win a prize, right? So, you know, whatever. But yeah, let's get this channel growing. But yeah, if you have requests for future episodes, I would love to hear it. I actually have a couple of requests already lined up. After this one, I have 4 episodes already planned out. So I've already got, you know, plenty of stuff to do. And I don't mind getting more. So just let me know. But yeah, anyways, let's get into the power expansions. This is my favorite part, because we take what's there and, you know, we take the essence of the character. We decide, do we need a movie? Do we need a TV show? A cartoon series? Do we need just a new comic book? Do we need a storyline within the comic books to feature this character? Like, what can we do? If we do a live action thing, who do we cast? Because sometimes that's fun. We've had lots of different casting choices. And, you know, that's where you guys usually interact with that. And let me know who you guys think. Or if I was off base with some of my casting choices. Sometimes I am. I don't know. You know, I try to be kind of a purist sometimes. If the character is a certain nationality or has certain ethnic background, I try to find actors or actresses that have similar ethnic backgrounds, as long as it's important to the character. And you'll see what I mean with this. In the books, X was a Caucasian male. You know, this one, like, when I was doing research on the character, I got a distinct and ultra cool mix of two characters. I got Punisher and V from Vendetta. So I was thinking, like, what if we just simply merge them for its own standalone movie? Like, and just hear me out on this, because we're gonna kind of go deep into it, like with the whole storyline and stuff. You take a kid that was experimented on, maybe an orphan that was, quote-unquote, adopted by a government facility. You know, just like this, they were wards of the state, or in V for Vendetta. They were experimented on, he develops his powers. Now, as he was growing, he was disciplined by having his body marked. But luckily, his healing factor took care of him physically. But mentally, he still sees all the marks that he had to endure. Because remember, this is a government facility. And they probably set him up to be disciplined. Like, they probably set him up for failure just so they could test his healing factor with a clean conscience. You know? Sorry, you messed this up. You know, you have to be disciplined. And then they cut him in the arm or something. Or maybe they cut him in the face. You know, but mentally, he still sees all those marks. He has all these scars mentally. He looks fine physically. But he, you know, along the way, he grows, he studies, he gets strong, he figures out some way to escape. And since maybe it was a fire in the place, you know, where they thought he died. Like, I mean, and this is all just pulled straight from V for Vendetta, really. If you look at it, it's pretty much the same plot in the beginning. You know, he figures out some way to escape. But since he can't necessarily recognize everyone that was there, because, you know, it's common for them to wear masks and stuff, because you don't want to be spit on in some, a lot of these, like, mental institutions. And it's not just, like, a pandemic thing. It's just a general health thing. You don't want to be spit on. You don't want people that may be able to harm themselves. You don't want to get them, you know, blood on you and stuff like that. So it would totally make sense. So he couldn't recognize faces. So he views anyone doing anything wrong as the people that basically tortured him his whole life. So because he was marked as a child, he marks the criminals in return. Now we find someone with the mark as he did before. Like if you find someone with the mark that he had already done, then he does a second one and maybe kills him. Or maybe he leaves him with that X, and then if he catches him a third time, he kills him. You know, like, who knows? But he always leaves his marks on him. And he basically goes from a tortured soul to a monster on a rampage at that point. And when I was doing this, I was just like, wow. Like, everything just started unfolding. I love this idea. Because I think he could be presented in a way to where you would want him to succeed. Like, you want him to punish the bad guys. Even though he's taking things too far. Like, I mean, you know, like, someone that is a pickpocket. Or someone that maybe they just stole a person they were running. Do they really deserve to be branded across the face with a mark? You know, stuff like that. And then what does that do to other people? What does that do to someone that may not necessarily... they may not be committing a crime. Like, what if they're having an argument? Like, what if it's a boyfriend and girlfriend or something? They're arguing out in public. And X views that as the guy being too aggressive. And as the hero, he needs to stand up and take action. And he marks the guy. They could just be having a heated argument. It may not get violent, you know, anything like that. It just may be escalating with words, you know. But what if he took things too far? And what if there's another person like him in the facility that just goes on a crime spree because he has similar powers, like the regenerative powers? I can't say that for some reason. What if he's already marked, but because of his healing factor, he heals up and it ends up messing with X's head? Because if he can heal himself, then X may end up seeing him and recognizing him and be like, didn't I do this? And, you know, then, you know, the next week or the next day, who knows? He's back there. So, you know, X is already fragile mentally or psychologically. So let's mess with him and show this guy that he keeps marking him. And maybe he does the same thing that the people at the government facility did, where they make maybe deeper marks. But the guy heals up. And he just goes out and does it again. Gets caught. And he heals up. So he looks like he's never been marked. And he's just this kind of ghost that's haunting him. Excuse me. I think that'd be amazing. And I think it would be insane. And like an insane aspect of the movie. But who to cast? That I really don't know. And this is where I was getting to from before. It could be anyone, really. In the books, he was a Caucasian male. And I think that for the sake of him being involved with a mob boss kind of thing, maybe it works better for him to have, like, you know, your stereotypical Italian kind of heritage or just Caucasian in general. But in this movie, you know, we can mix it up. He's just a ward of the state. So... he could be anyone, you know. He could be African American. He could be white. He could be Asian. It doesn't really matter. He could be Hispanic. You know, it doesn't matter, because it's more about the craziness and the psychoses that would be portrayed more so than the race of the character, because we're leaving the character open ended as far as their background, their history. So, what do you think? Like, who do you think would make a good actor? I don't know if you guys are watching Moon Knight or have already watched Moon Knight by the time you're listening to this, but that's been great, and I think the character or the actor has done such a great job portraying the different personalities, but we need someone that can do something like that, only be a little bit more tortured, because they went through a lot. So who do you think? I mean, I honestly don't know. I would say it really, it could be anyone. It could be anyone. I would personally stay away from Middle Eastern people simply because of the brutality that it is. I would just stay away from those optics, you know? But that's just me, and that's me playing it safe on that. But I would love to know. Leave a comment, send me an email, send me a DM on Twitter or Instagram under Super Deep Dive. Leave a comment under video or Superhero Deep Dive on YouTube. Send me an email at B4, so B the number 4, it all at yahoo.com. So B4 it all at yahoo.com. Let me know. Let's have a discussion. Let's follow up on this and keep going with it. In the meantime, guys, I'm going to head out. Next week, I'm actually doing spoiler. Not like spoiler alert, but I guess it is a spoiler alert. Spoiler is my next hero. So this one, the next one should be great. It should be much longer, you know, within reason. But I'm looking forward to it. In the meantime, guys, I hope everyone is blessed. I hope everyone is happy. I hope everyone is safe. I hope everyone stays smart. And if you don't stay smart, don't get caught. See you next week. Bye-bye.